There's a silverback gorilla is just away a few yards ahead of us in the path. It was sitting there on its haunches looking at us. As we started to approach, it began to look a bit wary, and then made off. And the speed at which the thing moved as it started to move off was really quite terrifying. I wouldn't like to have it coming towards them. It's out of my sight at the moment, but the trackers, from what I can hear, still seem to be on its path. We're ducking down away from the path now through the undergrowth. Obviously this passage has just been carved by the silverback. It didn't actually go very far, it just went a couple of yards into the undergrowth, and the trackers have hacked away the vegetation that was in between, so we've actually got quite a clear view of it. It's decided to have a lie down. It's displaying its great silver back to us. And so it's lying down on its front now, just peering at us. Obviously very wary to know what we want to do. It's the way in which it moves its eyes that make it particularly human. The way its gaze just sort of shifts from one to another of us as something catches its attention. And then suddenly it loses interest altogether and sort of its gaze just sort of flickers down. It looks at its fingernails, you know. And sort of scratches itself. And there's also the very human movements, so it's sort of scratching its forehead right at the moment, and in a way that I usually do when I'm sitting at my word processor.